This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. By now, you have probably heard Lance Armstrong has thrown in the towel trying to defend himself against doping charges. Is he guilty? Well, that's up for debate. Probably always will be. And what's that mean for his foundation and his sponsorships? Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Brand Lance stretches from Nike and Trek bikes to Radio Shack, Michelob, and the Nissan Leaf. Already, Nike says it'll keep supporting him, noting that Armstrong has stated his innocence. And that's important to sponsors, as opposed to a guilty verdict or admission. Rick Burton teaches sports management at Syracuse.
If he doesn't engage and allow them to prove him guilty, he then holds on to the slight perception that he's innocent. Some of the companies that he's been associated with, they're going to say that's good enough for us.
Longer term, sponsorship consultant Jim Andrews expects brands to honor their deals, but then let the relationship quietly expire.
You're not going to be seeing him in advertisements and making appearances on behalf of those brands.
Some brands may be able to pull out now. Increasingly, contracts have morals clauses, giving them an out if a superstar gets in trouble. Armstrong's previous deal with the U.S. Postal Service had one of those clauses. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.